I have with me here in the studio Will from Tent University Santa Cruz. From April 18th to April 22nd, they will camp by the hundreds. UC Santa Cruz students, staff, and faculty, not to mention dozens of community members, will converge on the fields at the base of campus for Tent University Santa Cruz, TUSC, which promises to be among the largest political gatherings in recent history at UC Santa Cruz. So welcome to the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, Will.
Thanks for having me, Bradley.
Sure. So let's get down to some of the basics here of Tent University Santa Cruz. We want to know who's going to be involved, first of all, in Tent University Santa Cruz.
We're inviting not only students to be involved, and there's definitely going to be hundreds of students involved, but also faculty, staff, residents of the greater community of Santa Cruz. We are trying to get faculty members of UCSC to teach their classes at the Tent University site instead of in their designated classrooms. A lot of them are going to do that. We're going to set up huge geodesic domes, canopies for accommodating bigger classrooms. We're also trying to get as widespread of community support as possible. We're encouraging everyone listening in the community to come camp with us, to come check out our space that we're going to have set up for a week. We're inviting anyone who wants to give a workshop to go ahead and do that. You can sign up through an email list on Indie Media for your convenience. I won't give out the long email address. You can just go get all the information at Santa Cruz Indie Media. So pretty much anyone and everyone who wants to support us, it's going to be a very open space. There's going to be room for anyone who wants to get involved to do so in one way or another.
And for those people that aren't familiar with the UC Santa Cruz campus, why don't you explain where Tent University is going to be taking place and how that kind of relates to the greater campus of Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz?
Well, at the entrance of campus where Bay Street intersects High Street, the east side entrance on the right side has a lot of fields. And right by the sign that says, "Welcome to UC Santa Cruz," we're going to drape a Tent University Santa Cruz banner over that, and we're going to camp in that field and in the surrounding fields. We're still working out exactly what the map and the setup will be as far as where the classes will take place, where the workshops will take place, where the eating area will be, kind of where the camp dwelling area is going to be. But most likely the actual camping will take place in the surrounding fields beyond the main field where the sign is located, kind of leading up to the cop station, ironically enough, and the women's center in those fields nearby.
Why? Why is this all going down? What makes people want to camp at the base of campus other than it's fun to camp with people?
Well, the fact that it's fun to camp with people is a big draw. Let's not understate that one. But yeah, the main reason is that we are so dissatisfied with overall direction in the university, the fact that it is based so much on economic imperatives as opposed to educational imperatives, that we're going to create our own kind of democratically operated educational setting for a week to dramatize all of the concerns that we have, including the fact that our fees as students have gone up about 60% in the last 3 years, the fact that campus workers don't get a living wage, the fact that tons of military research goes on campus, that the science department gets funding while the humanities program gets savaged, the journalism program's been cut, and the Arabic and Hindi programs are also being cut for those who don't know, and just a big variety of factors. So what we're going to do is we're inviting everyone in the community, especially those involved in different social movements in the community, to come converge at the base of campus. In the last 2 days of Tent University Santa Cruz, we are going to engage in a huge mass democracy session where we are going to collectively create a political platform of demands that we can all unite around, and we're going to present that to the governor, to UCSC, to the regents, to anyone else we feel is appropriate to present those demands to. So it's basically the main purpose from my perspective, and I hesitate to be the one defining, you know, all the purposes of Tent University Santa Cruz, but the main purpose is to unite people around a platform that we can all agree on and move forward that agenda.
Where did this idea of a Tent University come about?
Well, I attended the United for Peace and Justice conference that was in St. Louis 2 weeks ago. And for those who don't know, United for Peace and Justice is a coalition of peace groups that's one of the largest in the world. And I met six or seven students from Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And for the past 3 years, they've been putting on something called Tent State University. And it's been extremely successful. The first year they did Tent State University in New Jersey was 2003. And they were operating in a pretty conservative climate out there. But they managed to get about 300 people to come to their Tent State University. They're kind of dramatizing the fact that the education budget is getting lowered all the time because the war budget in Iraq has taken away the funding. So they got 300 people to come, and immediately, because Tent State University was such a success that first year, it had this huge transformative effect on their campus. A couple years later, they're going to have a couple thousand people at this year's Tent State University, and there's just been a huge increase in the amount of activism going on. Because they created this great culture around being an activist at their campus. So I decided after meeting them and hearing about Tent State University that that would be the perfect thing to introduce to the activist community here in Santa Cruz. So as soon as I got back from that conference, I went to work organizing Tent University Santa Cruz, and everyone's just kind of coalesced around this idea, and it's taken off faster than anything I've ever been involved with, and I've been organizing at UCSC for almost 5 years now.
Was this a permanent event at Rutgers, and is this a permanent event at Santa Cruz?
It's not a permanent event anywhere. At Rutgers, it wasn't a permanent event. They encountered problems with the cops and the upper administration out there, but they were able to hold the event anyway. And we're also encountering problems with the possibility of police repression of Tent University. The upper administration has made it very, very clear that they are not in favor of this event going on as we have it planned. They don't want us to sleep at the base of campus. They don't want us to cook using open flames. Actually, as we speak right now, there's a contingent of five or six of our organizers, along with a couple of our legal advisors, meeting with some members of UCSC upper administration and the police to kind of figure out exactly where they stand here with 1 week to go. I'm not sure what the outcomes of that mean are going to be, but definitely the police and the administration do not want us to have this event. We are not backing down, though. We're going to go ahead and do it anyway. We're going to try to mobilize hundreds of people to come camp with us, and we're also trying to mobilize something that I call the Tent University Santa Cruz Solidarity Defense Network, which is basically a list of people on campus and in the community who are willing to be contacted in case the police come and they try to mess with us at any point. We'll call those people up. We'll do mass emailing. We'll try to get them to come help nonviolently defend the space, kind of similar to how Free Radio, when it got raided by the FCC a couple months ago, there was just an immediate turnout of dozens of people right away in support, and that made a big difference. So we're hoping for a similar effect if the cops come and try to break up Tent University.
Right. There's a big difference, though, because FCC raided us by surprise, and this is like a planned action for a week. So anyways, there's just a big difference right there in getting the community out, I think. Because what's the community supposed to do once they get this call that the cops are at the base of campus arresting people?
Right. Well, what we're going to do is we're basically going to call them, tell them to come gather and nonviolently protest the arrests going on. You know, our strength is going to be our numbers, and if hundreds of people come as soon as the cops start arresting people to Tent University Santa Cruz, that's going to send a very clear message to the cops that it's probably not a good idea to come and mess with us and start arresting people. So that's the effect we're hoping for there. And I actually talked to Starhawk about just this issue. It was kind of her idea when she was in town recently for a lecture at UCSC, and she suggested that kind of build this network of community support, because, you know, the cops, they want to be seen as legitimate, and they don't want the political cost of trying to arrest a lot of people to be too high. And if you have hundreds of people coming to the site as soon as they start arresting people, that's just too high of a cost for them.
How does this relate to the strike that's going on at UCSC? And perhaps you can educate our listeners just a bit about that strike.
Well, the clerical and service workers on campus are going to be going on strike this Thursday, April 14th, and a lot of students are going to be striking in solidarity with them. There's going to be a huge picket line at the base of campus, I believe from 10 to 5 the whole day. And they're protesting not having gotten any raises the last few years, not having good benefits. A recent neutral fact-finding report discovered that UCSC upper administration has gotten $2.4 million in raises in the past year, yet they say they can't afford to give their clerical and service workers any kind of a raise. So I'm helping organize that too a little bit, are going to be at the picket line base campus April 14th. And originally Tent University Santa Cruz was designed to be kind of like an encampment for the workers for their strike date. Unfortunately, while they were originally going to strike the week of Tent University Santa Cruz, the statewide union voted to have the strike the week before. So that's not going to work out. But at the same time, we are going to work closely with the union. The Tent University crew is going to set up a hospitality tent at the strike, where we're going to kind of, you know, serve food and refreshments to the workers and other people down there if they need a break, and provide a relaxing setting if they need to take a break from the picket line activities. And also, the week of Tent University Santa Cruz, there are a lot of workers and student organizers involved with the union organizing who are going to be there giving workshops. We're organizing a dinner where students will sit down with workers at Tent University Santa Cruz, and students will serve workers dinner that night, and it'll be a cool community building time for students and workers.
Are you expecting workers to sleep over at Tent University as well?
We're hoping that they will. I don't have any firm, you know, estimates as to how many are going to, but we've definitely been outreaching to them, and I would expect that a lot of them will, yeah.
And I know that you've been working with David Solnit as well. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, David Solnit, who, as I'm sure a lot of people listening know, is a co-founder of Art and Revolution. He was one of the organizers of the Seattle 99 protest that shut down the World Trade Organization, one of the organizers of the San Francisco protest that shut down the financial district after the Iraq War broke out 2 years ago. He will be giving three workshops at Tent University Santa Cruz and a speech. He'll be giving a workshop on activist art, a workshop on what he calls the people power strategy, basically how to mobilize grassroots campaigns for social change. And also he'll be giving a nonviolent direct action training. And this will all take place on Monday, April 18th. He'll also be giving a nonviolent direct action training Sunday, April 17th, in preparation for Tent University Santa Cruz, from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Resource Center for Nonviolence. And that's kind of targeted for organizers of Tent University Santa Cruz and also members of the community who want to come there and work with us and get more informed about Tent University.
All right, well, you are listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM. I'm here in the studio with Will from Tent University Santa Cruz. We're going to play this track from The Coup. This is called Ride the Fence, and then we're going to wrap it up with Will. Keep it locked.
That you can't pronounce. I'm also anti-narco, anti-vice, 911 wants the anti-Christ. They anti-social point in 6 feet. Yes, I'm anti the anti-nigga machine. Proletariat, Funkadelic, parliamentarian, pro-revolt in the 21st century. Sharon Crow running up and screaming, saying fuck it all. But bring the people with you, that's the protocol. Let's get a drug for like jailbreaks. The whole world is anti-United Snakes. So check it out, anticipate the channel venom and move your antibody to this revolution rhythm. We gon' be fucking with them pro. Most laws they bite. Anti-motherfuckers crossing the strike. Take a look around and be for or against. But you
And we're back live in studio with Will from Tent University Santa Cruz, and you are, of course, tuned to the Indie Newswire show here on Freak Radio Santa Cruz, freakradio.org. Why are people so passionate about coming together for Tent University Santa Cruz?
Well, I mentioned that we're going to have the huge orgy of mass democracy earlier the last couple of days and create the big platform. I also want to emphasize a couple other important purposes of the event, and one of those, I think, is that Tent University is going to provide a space where people who don't normally define themselves as activists per se are going to feel comfortable, because it's going to be such a festive setting and there's going to be so many things going on. It's just going to be such a cool event that everyone's into, that people who aren't, you know, usually at meetings, who don't usually go to traditional types of protests, are going to feel comfortable going to that space and engaging with the issues around them. Because I think in organizing Tent University, I realized that I personally have had a couple of misconceptions in how I approach organizing. First of all, I've always considered myself and other people in our movement to be in the minority. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I think that so many people share our values and would be progressive openly if they felt comfortable in the spaces that we provide. And I think a lot of times we just don't provide those spaces where people feel comfortable expressing what they feel deep down inside. Because in talking to so many people on campus, it's just that people feel so overwhelmed and they feel like their commitments in their day-to-day lives are what take precedence. But if you provide a space where they feel comfortable really engaging and feel comfortable really expressing what they feel deep down about the issues going on in the world, then you're going to draw in those people who don't traditionally define themselves as activists. And that's what's definitely happened at Rutgers over the past few years. I think just creating that comfortable space for people, not that it's going to be comfortable the whole time, obviously, with the police repression, but kind of providing a festive space where people feel like it's going to be a fun thing for them to come engage in activism. That's a really important purpose for me.
Can you clarify what the goals are of Tent University Santa Cruz? What will make this a success?
Well, definitely creating that platform is going to be huge. just educating the most people possible, getting the most people there, and getting, you know, positive, you know, publicity, kind of creating a ripple effect in the wider community of activism in this country, in the state, inspiring other people. Because one of the main measures of success that, you know, Rutgers is using is the fact that they've inspired a couple other tent states around the country to happen. And we're hoping to contribute to that and help create that buzz. Just providing a space where the community comes together, you know, that's a goal. And creating that list of demands, that platform, and taking that to the governor, taking that to our administration at UCSC, taking that to the regents, and just having them forced to listen to our demands, that's going to be a big success, because Tent University is going to create a lot of publicity and a lot of noise, and they're going to be able to ignore it.
And what are your media strategies going into Tent University and during Tent University?
Utilizing indie media. We're definitely utilizing the independent media in Santa Cruz. We're also, of course, going to reach out to the mainstream media, try to get some advanced publicity for the event. We're going to have a press team that sends out a press release every single day about what's going on at Tent University, tries to get positive coverage. We're really hoping to have lots of TV coverage there, because nothing scares upper administration and cops more than seeing those big TV trucks at a protest. You know, they aren't going to try anything, we don't think, if there's lots of TV coverage. So we aren't exactly counting on the mainstream media to portray us in a positive light, but we are going to try to utilize it to our best advantage and frame Tent University as a free speech issue, because basically this is an educational festive event and the upper administration doesn't want that to happen, and that's just speaks so profoundly about their lack of regard for our free speech rights.
What type of festive activities are planned? Can you name any of the bands that may be coming out?
I'm actually not the person to talk to about the bands. There are other people working on that. I know we have a lot of local bands lined up. I believe Universal Language is going to come play. There's going to be some political folk, some local punk bands. Again, I'm not exactly the person to talk to about that. That's not my end of things. But yeah, there's going to be lots of music and lots of art and creativity there.
How about childcare?
We're going to provide, if not full childcare support, then we're going to try to have a children's activity area. And we're going to have a lot of big domes and canopies, like I said, and we're hoping to make one of those into a child activity area. And we do have someone who's kind of spearheading that effort. So I'll just emphasize again that Tent University Santa Cruz, April 18th to 22nd, and we really encourage people, first of all, to support us by come camping with us. It's going to be really fun. There's going to be hundreds of people camping. What better way to spend, you know, a week camping with hundreds of really fun, cool people, the base of UCSC. Second, joining the Tent University Solidarity Defense Network in case the police try to mess with us. We'll call you up, and we'll try to get people to mobilize at Tent University. Those are two main ways to support us. And if you're interested in finding out more about that, stay tuned to Indie Media. That's one way. Also, you can email me at future@riseup.net. That's F-U-T-U-R-E at riseup.net. Also, feel free to call this number, 438-4323, and we can answer any questions or talk to you.
Did you want to mention any of the specifics of the ways that the community could help out, any of the supplies that you're looking to collect, and what they could do if they have these supplies?
Yeah, we're definitely looking for tents. We're going to provide free tents to anyone who is not able to provide their own, and we're raising money to rent tents, but we also would really love anyone who has extra tents they'd be willing to donate to get in touch with us, and I'll give out the number and email again in 1 second. Also, we need food. We're trying to provide at least one community meal a day, so we're taking as many food donations as possible. And again, you can contact us at future@riseup.net for that.
Once again, that number is 831-438-4323, or you can email future, F-U-T-U-R-E, at riseup.net, R-I-S-E-U-P.net.
And also, we are, I want to mention, on the lookout for any large geodesic domes. You know, for example, if there's any Burning Man folks out there who have domes that they use at Burning Man, we're going to use a lot of those, but we could always use more because we're going to have lots of big lecture hall size classes take place at Tent University. We're going to have big workshops. We're going to have a big meeting area where a direct democracy is going to take place. We're going to have a big eating area. We're going to have all these large spaces that we're going to need domes for, because not everything's going to be able to take place outside, especially if Mother Nature doesn't cooperate. But I've been doing my non-rain dances lately in hopes that we'll have sunny weather.
For people looking for more information on the internet, they can go to santacruz.indymedia.org. That's santacruz.indymedia.org. And Tent University Santa Cruz has a website as well. That is ucsc.tentstate.com. ucsc.tentstate.com.
Tent University Santa Cruz, April 18th to 22nd. We invite everyone in the community to come camp with us, help make it the most vibrant, lively, democratic, empowering, educational, amazing space possible. Email, again, future@riseup.net. We'll give you information about how to camp. We'll, again, have free tents there. You can always just show up at the basic campus at UCSC, and you can just set up wherever you want to. But we are trying to get reservations for people camping, so we have kind of a rough estimate of how many people are going to be there. So I encourage everyone to do that at future@riseup.net.
And there will be a direct action training on Sunday, April 17th, with David Solnit. And this is going to be from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Resource Center for Nonviolence, 515 Broadway, off of Ocean Street. This event is free and open to the public and residents of the greater Santa Cruz and beyond. UCSC are encouraged to come learn more about Tent University Santa Cruz with David Solnit and the activists from Tent University Santa Cruz, April 18th. And also, David Solnit will be a keynote speaker April 18th at 6 p.m. at Tent University Santa Cruz.
Hope to see everyone out there.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in today. I know you're running around and doing a lot of really important key organizing meetings as well as just getting through school. So thanks a lot, Will.
Yeah. Thank you, Bradley.